We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're looking at summer camps and programs around Western New York, which have been turned upside down because of COVID. Ed Leek is the Town of Orchard Park's Parks and Recreation Director. Ed, I'm sure these last few weeks have been pretty challenging for you and your team.
Good morning, Susan. I think I can probably speak on behalf of my colleagues throughout Western New York to say that it has been very challenging and very sad at the same time. Typically, this time of the year, recreation apartments are just buzzing with excitement, hiring staff, getting programs ready, and looking forward to the kids coming back to the summer programs.
Sure. And now, you know, when this hit in March, were you maybe already taking reservations from parents for the summer?
Typically, in Orchard Park, we open up our camp registration February 1st. And by the end of February, around March 1st, we were practically sold out for all of our 18 camps. So we knew pretty well what our numbers were before the virus struck.
All right. And for people who haven't heard you already this morning on the air talking about how you've had to really scale this summer camp program back, tell us what you are offering, you know, compared to what you could be offering.
Sure. As I mentioned, typically we run about 18 camps plus an aquatic program based on CDC guidelines that we know today. We'll only be allowed to run two camps that is full day camps that are certified and permitted by the New York State Health Department.
And those camps themselves, the ones that you can run, still have to be at a lower capacity, right?
That's correct. We have to reduce it by 50%, and we have to increase our staff to camper ratio. When it's typically 1 to 10 for a certain age group, it now will have to be 2 to 10. So there's a number of criteria. There's probably about 25 new action steps we'll look to implement if we're allowed to make it a very safe summer camp season.
Boy, so how many kids do you think you're going to be able to accommodate this summer versus how many you would on a normal summer?
Yeah, typically in a normal summer, any given day, that would include our aquatic and non-aquatic programs, we come in contact with nearly 600 kids per day. If we're allowed to go forward with just the two camps, we'll probably have about 150.
Wow. And, I mean, you said you were pretty much sold out in February or early March. So was it like a lottery, or how did you end up?
What we're finding to date, since we haven't gotten the approval yet by our local officials to actually go forward with the camps, and we're waiting on that, and hopefully it'll come quite quickly. With everything going on, we're communicating on a regular basis with our families, and many of the families right now are choosing to take refunds because they're just feeling more comfortable having their kids at home. Some of their parents are now working at home, so the dynamics have changed, and there may be a natural attrition where we'll get down to the number we can work with. Otherwise, we have set up priorities on how we'll select the campers and the availability for them to come.
Okay, so for some families, it's okay that their kids are home with them. Other families, though, that work, they were probably counting on this program. I'm sure you've heard from them.
Oh, Susan, we hear every day for the last few weeks, whether by email or by phone, parents now that they know they're going back, depending on what phase their job is in, they're going back, and they need our type of child care. There's no question. They've been with us for many years, and we just try to give them an update day in and day out, and hopefully it ends on a positive.
Yeah. You know, and aside from the summer camps and those programs, you know, what just in general for the recreation department? I mean, I know Green Lake has always been a popular spot. Is the beach at Green Lake, will that be open this summer?
We're not sure. We're hoping. We have to do some water testing, and then we'll need the approval by the town board. I think all the recreation departments in the local municipalities are trying their best, meeting all the criteria, but ultimately whether we open or not will be a decision by the local officials. And knowing the financial impacts, it's a major concern.
Oh, it's got to be. And swimming, too. Is that what does the CDC say about swimming?
Yeah, we typically swimming is incorporated in our daily camp lives, and that will be non-existent. We've eliminated all field trips, so it's going to be a different look for sure.
I can't even imagine. How much staff do you have, and have you had to scale that back because of obviously you're not going to have as many kids?
Sure, and you know that's an important point that really I don't want it to get lost, and that is the negative impact it has on our summer staff. Oh, you know, across the board throughout Western New York, we probably hire a few thousand, typically college kids. They depend on that summer income. And also, I find that probably 75% of the college kids we hire are pursuing an education career, and they see this as relevant experience. So I'm really saddened by the fact that we'll be cutting our staff by probably two-thirds.
Boy, that is tough. You must be talking to other town recreation directors, and they've got to be in the same boat.
Oh, they are. And in fact, we talk all the time, and some of the local municipalities have already made the call and have closed down their recreation apartments for the entire summer and possibly into the fall. And it's a difficult time.
Yeah, it sure is. Ed, I'm sorry. When you said this is sad, you know, it really is. But thank you for filling us in and letting us know what's happening. That's Ed Leek. He is the Parks and Recreation Director in the town of Orchard Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.